This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Because his nickname is Juice.
Okay.
So imagine Juice Bonds.
And you didn't want, you could have said OJ.
No, that would be kind of fucked up. He's a murderer.
You just asked if it was Bonds with an S.
Yeah, is it like James Bond or is James Bonds? Like Barry
Obviously
Bonds.
The first.
Actually, Barry Bonds would be pretty good.
Barry Bonds would be good. I feel like the energy is sour. Let's keep things going with a Major Keeler.
You're making it sour.
Major Keeler. When you don't have the energy, push
I said
through
you're
until you get
it
sick.
Sour.
My bond of the week is going to be Salt Bae.
There it is again, right? The fucking balloons.
I think because
I go
like
that,
this.
Man?
I think when I put up two peace signs, things happen. You guys should try it.
Dab.
I was getting a...
It's like a Zoom thing, but I didn't turn it on. I thought it was standard. If
you guys
all
everything?
Do this, does anything...
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Can't hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear anything you're saying.
It's going well.
So,
not good. My laptop is doing something crazy. Did you guys see the balloons? Or
yeah.
Wait, Jeff, go like this. Them? Does it happen on yours?
It's just from here.
The thumbs up starts to like load, and then
no, you have to hold it for like 3 seconds.
It's quality podcasting.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Well, I really wanted Will to be like, and then you get shot.
Jesus.
No, not like.
No, that's not it.
That can't be it. Okay. Will,
for sure.
This is only your second appearance, right?
See, yeah.
People loved you on the first one. People loved you on the first one. They've been begging for your return. But you could disappoint them on the second go around. You might not get a third, right?
That's okay.
Might really?
If they're disappointed and I don't come back, it wouldn't be a huge problem for me that I have to like rectify.
Yeah, like this show doesn't.
No, not
matter.
Yeah, like this show doesn't. You don't know Will that well. You don't know Will like Brad and I know Will.
Is that true?
Yeah, Will.
Is that?
I don't know.
He's not. Will. He's not denying it.
You're not
Brad
that
and I
close.
Are
to...
tight. I'll admit.
Yeah, yeah Brad maybe, yeah. But Jeff. There's no
Let's
way
you fucking
guys.
Are... Smile,
you don't have shit, man.
Smile. Now we're fucking talking, man.
All right.
Look
There's
how
no
happy
way
we
yelling
look.
Smile has ever led to
Let's
a good time.
Go.
Everyone just smiled. Everybody looked great. Everybody looked happy. Everybody looked borderline chappy. Like we're all chums.
Oh.
Right? Chums. Chaps. Chums. Easy, Brad.
Okay.
Colorado or Coloradoans? Yeah. Are you in
Colorado,
Utah?
Do, baby. No, I'm
What's
going
that?
To Utah later, though. Don't. Calm down. I'm going to Utah later.
When, dude?
Right after this. I stayed in town for this record, bish.
That doesn't seem worth it. And that's not my fault for asking you to do it.
Not,
saying yes.
I wasn't
you
saying
don't
that
have
as a
the
negative
boundaries.
Thing.
Sorry,
I was
just
saying
one
that
you don't
as a
have
positive
the boundaries.
Thing. No, sorry, 1 second to you. I was saying it as a positive.
Really? Me too.
And
then.
I'm regretting it.
Really?
A little bit. But Will's here, so I'm happy.
I'm happy to be here, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, Brad and I are happy. Let's check in on Amir. Man. How do you feel, Amir? Are you happy to be here? Are you chappy to be here?
Yeah, I'm happy. I'm not as happy as it seems like you are artificially, but it's been fun so far.
Well, let's talk about it. AI, right? Artificial intelligence. What about AJ? Artificial joy. Is it still being joy if it's artificial? Is it still getting wise if you're using ChatGPT?
Last time I was on, it was ChatGPT.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Has it come back? Has it come back? I haven't.
I mean, maybe every time you're on the show, we'll do ChatGPT. We could do that later if you want, but just know that if it goes sour, it's Will's idea. What's that?
It's not about what I want.
Stay tuned or day two?
I said stay tuned.
Okay. And you don't have
to say day two.
For day two.
Yay. Blue.
Are you kidding? Oh, and the sick. Confetti. This I has like to be some setting. Yes.
Yeah, why? Why for me and nobody else? I'm using a special alpha version of like Zoom 4.0. It's so fast.
Well, at first I wondered if it was triggered by just like Zoom recognizing that the background is like a bad house. But, this is the office. So it's like... It could be you anywhere, and I wonder if it's, related to the human. Because, you didn't do any renovations when you moved in, right? It was just kind of a white box, turnkey, but not that interesting.
It was. Yeah, I didn't do many reservations, but the second...
Reservations? Sort of- He said reservations!
Oh, man. Come on, dude.
This is the low point of my life.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Are you guys all in your 20s?
No.
Jeff and I are almost the same age.
Really?
I think, Jeff, are you 26?
What's that?
Are you 26 years old?
Pay attention.
25. 97.
Yeah. 97, man. Yeah, that's old for sound, though.
Yeah, the soundboard's not coming through.
If that was a soundboard bit, we can't hear the soundboard.
You can't hear any of the soundboards.
No.
Are you kidding me?
What number episode is this?
Shit changes all the time. No, damn it.
Whoa, you're sharing your screen.
Oh my God. No, I just took a screen grab.
We saw his slash.
He was third song ever.
Jeff.
What about that?
Talking shit.
We heard the clap.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, because I've been playing a ton of stuff, including I did like a song mashup just now between Careless Whisper and Bad Day by Daniel Pewter.
Let's hear it.
Powder.
Powder, really?
Because you had a bad day.
That's awful. That's so bad. That's not really a mashup.
Yeah, it is.
It's more of just playing two songs on top of each other.
What do you think a mashup is? That is a mashup.
Not really.
Yeah, mashup really? Is usually like more cleverly intertwining.
Cleverly intertwining. This, yeah. Exactly right.
Be clever.
No, it's be joy. We were adding to the mantra of the show. Did you hear the new ones that we added? It's be joy, get wise, embellish faith. And then there was a fourth one that I've already forgotten.
Faith.
That's really good. Let's get into some shit. Let's start with the fucking thing we have to do every episode. Bond of the week. I'm going with Garrett Light.
Who?
He's the sunglasses guy, right? So it's going to be, instead of James Bond, it'll be Frames Bond.
There's something there.
No, fuck you guys. Because I put like a lot of effort into this shit every week.
I was nice.
Garrett Light is you putting a lot of effort into this every week?
Okay, let's get yours out of the way, and then I have something I want to talk to you guys about.
He made a mashup.
I did.
Mine is David Byrne in a big old suit.
Oh.
Time for James Bond to be wearing a big old suit.
Yeah, so it's him saying, I want a martini, shaken, not stirred. But his shoulders are like 4 feet wide.
Yes, and he sounds like Sean Connery. Yeah.
Well, Kevin McCarthy.
That's good because he needs a job.
Former speaker.
Current Bond.
Current Bond, yeah. The Broccoli's going to love him.
What did you just say?
The Broccolis, they're going to love his ass.
Al and Susan or whatever?
Yeah.
Didn't they invent broccoli, that family?
They did.
Genetically created.
They're the heiresses of broccoli fortune.
Do you get a residual every time someone buys or makes broccoli if you invent a vegetable?
I think you get one point on every stock.
I own broccoli stocks.
Points on the broccoli.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That's really good.
Brad, Bond of the Week. Fucking
I already said.
Who did you say?
I said David Byrne in a big suit.
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's just indicative that it
was. Where are you right now?
Like, I'm in mentally. My apartment. Oh.
No, like.
Emotionally.
It's hard because I started mentally. Really tired and now I'm getting caffeinated.
Is that from Alfred?
So, recipe for success.
It's not from Alfred. It's from Go Get 'em Tiger. And
I went there. We were supposed to meet there and you didn't show up, remember?
No, you didn't say let's meet there at 12 and then I didn't show up. You said let's hang out on Saturday. I said I'm down and then I never followed up. It's not good. It's not ideal, but it's not as bad as what you just made it sound like. Yeah. Where am I at mentally? Now I'm getting pissed, right? Let's talk about this is a real bullet point that I had. I said, let's talk about Brad's descent into madness/failure.
So no Bond of the Week for me, I guess.
You had your chance.
No, I did not. Did not have my chance. You went back to Brad instead of me, and then you moved on.
You hate that segment. I was trying to get you out of doing it. No way.
It doesn't work.
Totally a mirror.
Because you your had a careless whisper. Because
you had a bad day.
Taking one, Brad.
Sorry. Amir, who's your fucking Bond of the Week, man?
You don't deserve to know. You skipped me. I didn't bring it up so that you would circle back. I'm giving you a live note.
Is it a live note, or are you just didn't have one, but you wanted to make a big one. Stink out of it?
Yeah, stink.
So Brad's descent into madness/failure.
I have one now, if you're interested. Now that I had a beat to think about it.
You could have had the beat to think about it before we moved on, audibly. You kind of dug your heels in. You said, I don't have one. I'm not going to have one.
Now I kind of don't even want to tell you what it is.
You don't have one.
I do now.
So let's fucking hear it.
Well, do you even want to hear it? Or not. If I tell you,
I don't care. The segment's bad. It was fun when they were talking about Bond, you know, Daniel Craig's exit. Now it's been a year and a half. Nobody gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
It's not fun. It's not fun whether you say it, but you know what? We have to see it through. Otherwise, the whole thing is worse. It's damage control.
We could
like come back to it like after the break or something.
Yeah. Or Potter of the Week.
Oh, interesting. Just completely switch it up. I mean, mine would probably work for both just because it's a person.
Okay. Well, what about Cruise of the Tom?
What's that?
So who's going to be the next Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible?
But why Cruise of the Tom?
Can we just like let some shit happen the way it happens audibly?
The national test. This was going to happen today, and it happens. Wow.
It'd be funny if it was an international test, but or it was there was supposed to be an international test, but then the notification pops up on your phone, and it's clear that I've kidnapped a child.
Yeah. Set a nuclear bomb in Hawaii, and nobody just pays attention to it.
A man, 5'11", thin ankles.
Brevin Knight.
Who is that?
Brevin Knight?
Yeah. The only the name new, that's been said.
The new Bond.
Oh, he was on the Cavs.
Yeah, he was on the Cavs. I'm surprised he didn't know / care.
I wasn't alive when he was.
He went to Stanford, if that matters.
It doesn't. All right. Will, you've moved to the Big Apple.
We're not doing Brad's Descent.
We can skip that.
No, you're right. Let's talk about Brad's descent into madness / gladness / yeah, having a Brad day, getting points on the Brad end.
What do you think about like a PTI style rundown of the show?
PTI? Paid like time in?
The interruption. Where it's
I like paid time in.
next.
Oh, you mean like there's like the tracker thing?
Yeah.
And you see what's going to come up next?
Yeah.
We could do that. It's just I'd have to figure out how to do that organically in the Zoom on the day in the room. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise it would just be for people watching the end products, which kind of isn't as interesting. Oh, I could give you guys like an itinerary going into it.
Yeah.
It's just part of it. Sorry, not yeah. Just let me finish. Part of it is like the element of surprise. Part of it is like you guys not knowing what's going to happen.
I misspoke earlier and everyone laughed at me. And then you said something stupid. And you said, could you not pick apart everything I say? So which one is it? Do we laugh at people that make mistakes or do we not pick apart whatever they say? Or is it more of a double standard?
I think there's like a perfect middle ground where we're like letting shit happen as it's supposed to organically. And we're also like comedically for comic effect being like, oh shit, Will said something crazy. You know what I mean? But there's a difference between that and like tearing someone apart, like lighting them ablaze at the stake.
You know what I mean? You also made fun of my house.
It's makes just fun that of my if you're not going to do the value add, the
no, Brad's house is good, but yours is a rental, Brad.
No, I own that house.
We might I'm have to start talking about that. We might have to start talking about how, like, because you didn't move in and do a lot of renovations, huh?
I actually
you're
did.
Obsessed with the renovations.
No, because I'm trying to figure out value add, right? So, like, you know, why? The number one, to figure out how to build some personal finances for y'all. Mm. How about I build wealth for you?
I don't need you to do
what
that.
What does that have to do with renovation?
Because we're talking about Brad's descent into madness / failure. And let me tell you what a failure could be. It could be being in a market like... Sorry, I'll believe that. In a market like Portland.
No, you can't just cut your mistakes.
You have to dock Samir. That's obviously not how it works.
In a market like Los Angeles, in a market like Portland, right? These are all constantly appreciating housing markets. And so if you don't maximize that Brad Tenshul, that Amir Tenshul, if you don't end $500,000 higher than what you bought in at, that's a fucking failure on Brad's part. Points on the Brad end? I don't think so. Because guess what? Inflation outpaced your ass, right? What are the value adds for the house of Brad's, right? Square footage, extra square footage, retiling the bathroom, right? Mm-hmm. Picking out a fucking grout. Are we pre-laying the tiles, Brad? Are we buying in sheets where these hex tiles are just so and all you need is the fucking sheets of grout? Or
God,
are we
this
failing?
Is so stupid. This is so bad. Stop talking.
So Brad.
This is beyond Brad. This is breaking Brad.
Yeah. We did do a segment called Breaking Brad, which was how long I could talk at you until you broke.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that different?
Yeah.
This isn't interesting to you guys?
You talking just about yelling at about homeowners for
value add, not just you can own a home and not add any Brad. You can know, but like
oh, I added Brad.
Did you do any work whatsoever, Brad, on the house?
Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah,
really? What'd you do? HELOC? Sorry, I'm sorry to ask, but HELOC.
HELOC?
Home equity line of credit in terms of.
Grabbing any words you know. This is not how conversations work.
I live in a studio, man.
What?
I'm curious about this shit. Because, yeah, if you buy in with a partner, maybe, you know, if you get the house for the right price, right interest rate, maybe it's possible.
But why are you bringing up a loan?
To see how he financed a lot of renovations. You said a lot.
I paid cash.
I got to figure out how to save money more because Brad seems to be like rolling in it and he has the CRT in the background. He has like the trips to Colorado, which is also known as Utah. And, you know, Will's sitting here. He's beside himself. He's befuddled. He's bemused. He's loving it.
Yeah. He's glowing, really.
It's Will, you're in a rental.
Yeah, I just
office,
moved in.
Right?
I'm in the office today. It would be really cute if I hung up pictures like of Amir in a live show in my personal abode.
I'll send you some.
Yeah.
I did framed. For a second forget you were in the office, and I was like, wow, Will's obsessed with HeadGum.
My home printer.
His home away from home.
Yeah.
A 5-in-1 workstation.
A lot.
How did you find an apartment in New York? How does that work nowadays?
I had it easy. Old roommate had a room avail, so I just slid in.
Slide into his living rooms.
That's the easiest and the streetest thing that you could have done, rather than looking on Street Easy. The street easiest way to find an apartment is to have a friend.
How's the place?
It's...
How's the place?
Apartment. It's good. It's an adjustment. It's an adjustment.
Meaning?
It's street level. Yeah, yep. Chicago, I was up on top. So it was really quiet,
big daddy in Chicago.
Covered in trees, big daddy, that kind
Ivy,
of thing.
Yeah.
Now, ground floor.
If I hadn't said big daddy and you had just done that. Yeah, like in Chicago was awesome.
Years out.
Top floor, Ivy, big daddy kind of thing. I'm sorry, what was that? Sorry, continue.
But it's an Let's adjustment. Go. I'm loving it, though. There's so much going on here, you know.
Where are you in town? We'll bleep it out, but just for my records.
Don't tell him.
Does it help if I
are
say it slow? No. It's a Polish
Myrtle
word.
Wyckoff?
It's Myrtle is the M stop, but then there's Kowalski or something.
Wyckoff.
Not quite. Cough. Come on. That's like something that you guys do on this show all the time. You just say the word, you say the end of it.
Fuck you guys.
It takes no effort. Fuck off.
I liked it, Will.
Thanks, Brad.
Like off with that.
I don't think I heard what you said because there was like a Zoom blip. And that's not me giving an excuse. I truly was like, I didn't know that you said a pun on Wyckoff.
You don't need to give an excuse. I woke up in a noble guy.
That hurt his ears, too.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back. Time to advertise a show that I think hates women. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there, and you know what? You can update it with an app, so every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. I have here written down, it's time to talk about Amir's never wasness. So
never was this.
Basically, the idea is to wax all
it's
things
none of
Blumenfeld
your wasness
and figure out where he went wrong in his career. Is that fair
well,
to
you
say?
You said I never went right. So according to never wasness, it
no,
seems
I didn't
like-
say never went right. It's just that you never quite got there. There's a huge difference, right?
Well, the difference between a has-been and a never-was is that a has-been had something and lost it, and a never-was never had it at all. So which one do you think I am?
I think you were on your way, well on your way, by the way, and you fucked it all up. And I want to know the exact moment where that happened. Are you ready?
Sure.
I am on Amir's IMDb. We're going to go in chronological order from the beginning of your career, according to the Internet Movie Database. This says that the first television appearance... Well, first of all, we should say that the first thing you ever did was Jake and Amir, right?
That's on IMDb?
Yeah.
Every episode is on IMDb.
It was a hit. What can I say? I mean, it is one of the greatest web series of all time, probably, of the early internet. And you guys kind of struck this balance, right, between absurdity and groundedness, that push and pull, right? Jake's like every man, and you're like fucking dumbass shit. I don't know. I think a lot of people found it amusing.
Thank you. Let's go to commercial again.
I have to stop saying we never do this because we do it a lot, but we'll be right back.
The wrong sound bite.
That movie came out when you guys were born.
Not me. I saw it at a drive-in theater.
2007, first fucking credit is Jake and Amir. And again, it was a hit. Next thing I'm seeing is Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Okay.
Big time. Whoa. Holy shit, you're on Jimmy Kimmel? Why?
Jimmy Kimmel Live? Jimmy Kimmel, why?
Why? so clearly this is a high, right? What were you...
It was for Prank War. It was like he saw the Prank War videos and wanted to interview me and Streeter about it.
Okay, so let's watch this clip if we can find it. Jimmy Kimmel, Amir Blumenfeld.
That recent YouTube like? Account that seems to find a lot of like...
Oh, here it is. Okay.
Episodes, just put it up.
I'm going to pop this up on screen share and we'll see if maybe this interview is what did you wrong. Does that
no
make sense?
Way. Yeah, it's not.
Hey, DeVito, and Switchfoot still to come. Our next guest will stop at nothing to humiliate.
How does he have that job and not someone like me?
The point is, these guys have done terrible things to each other. You can see their prank wars on the College Humor website, and their show on MTV is called Pranked. Please welcome Amir Blumenfeld and Streeter Seidel.
Right there, right? Let's talk about the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Undershirt, t-shirt, undershirt.
Yeah.
Button-down Oxford tucked into selvedge denim. And
sure. It's sort of the same as what Streeter was wearing.
This yeah, Streeter looks great.
Streeter looks great.
Yeah.
Streeter looks awesome. Great.
I mean, this was 09, so yeah, it does feel...
That's what I'm saying. For 09, it's like Streeter could wear that today and he would look good. Obviously, the materials would be slightly different. We're talking linen shirt, maybe like an earth tone instead of that black. But for 2009, that was great. I'm saying even for the time, you look like garbage here.
I think, what, would you change it to V-neck?
Definitely not V-neck. Sorry, I was going to just let it ride and I was going to stop
you. This is a big moment.
Is Streeter about to hug Danny DeVito?
I should have done V-neck. Amir was like, maybe I should have done V-neck. V-neck would have been worse.
Sort of, you hammered it in the crew neck undershirt.
No undershirt. I'm saying no undershirt, no undersees. Here we go.
I want to watch the video.
We both hugged the little man.
Let's go.
Bigger man than you, but yeah.
Great. This is 7 minutes, so we think we're going to watch it all.
What are you doing? Why did you put your arm around DeVito? Like, I feel
sort
like you're not.
Cat.
No, you're being. You look nervous, first of all. Let's be honest about that.
This is a first talk show. This is like an exciting moment. I was 20.
I'm saying it's fine to be nervous. That's fine. I'm saying it's fine to be nervous. I'm just saying you look really nervous. Streeter's also nervous, but he's like looking Jimmy in the eye. He's not putting his arm around an A-lister.
I haven't done or said anything in the clip yet.
See you guys alive. I'm glad to see you in one piece because I know that eventually this is going to get out of hand.
Yeah.
For those might already.
Danny, have you seen this?
No, I stuck around for two reasons.
Yes.
I want to find out how you do this. Sure. What do you do to each other? And also, there's a lot of limoncello left.
Yeah, we got to do it. Oh. Do a shot of it. Pass that down.
There you go.
All right, thank you very much.
There's a little one for you. Yeah. And now tell us about some of the things that you've done, and we'll toast them when you explained it. All right?
Okay, go ahead.
What have you done to each other?
Let's see.
I left DeVito hanging.
Yeah.
You didn't cheers DeVito, but you did put your arm around him. This looks like Jimmy Kimmel just made your kill list.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm just trying to lean in to listen.
I think you're leaning in, glaring at him.
This
Look
is
how
a
casual.
Real, you're really looking to every single thing with a fine-tooth comb. This is
this
just
is a Zapruder.
Item two on an IMDb.
I won't be mad if we spend the rest of the episode on this clip alone, because I think this might have done it.
I know you won't be.
tricked Amir into thinking he's won half a
there
million
you go
dollars.
Jesus Christ
I tricked him to think he won $500,000 taking a blindfolded basketball shot. What else? I tricked you to make an audition tape, a really embarrassing audition tape, and I showed it to everyone.
Well, I mean, they're not all his pranks. Like, I've gotten
mine are the
back.
You're getting defensive online television.
It's sort of, we were playing the character of like the buddies that were mad at each other. Even though
Streeter's
like,
playing
lie.
That character.
We had to basically tell Jimmy Kimmel that they were all real when in fact they were not.
Jimmy Kimmel lied.
Oh, he didn't know.
Streeter went to a Yankee game with his girlfriend, and I put a marriage proposal from Streeter to his girlfriend.
That was not me.
He didn't know it was coming.
That was fantastic.
She said yes. She slapped him. He said no, and then...
And you're not still together?
They're not together.
Well, to her. So there's a lot of pressure to perform because these have become very popular on the internet.
There's
and
like a, yeah, there's a building pressure
I'm going to skip ahead to the video.
To
yeah, past the video
next
itself.
One. So he's going
to
spend about...
So this is a skydiving thing? What did you guys do?
No, it was classic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You made him believe that he didn't have a parachute?
Yeah, I made him believe that he didn't have a parachute.
So let's see what DeVito thinks, and let's see how you react.
I'm laughing. It's fun. It's friendly.
Yeah, thank you.
We're cheersing.
Okay, well, let's take a poll. I don't want to just, you know, imbue what I think. Will, Brad, do you think this is the moment where Amir kind of doomed himself to B-list dumb at best?
B-list?
No, I think this had to feel great. I'm honestly proud of you, Amir.
Me too.
Thank
Me
you.
Too.
Yeah.
Amir,
this is a
what
sort
point,
of a career highlight.
What point within the prank war was this? Were there more pranks to come? Was this promo or was this a look
this
back?
This was
a retrospective.
MTV show.
This was to
I'm
I think this was
to
the
feel
last.
Like I'm not the host. I'm starting to feel like
so
I'm
sorry.
Host.
so
you
sorry.
Opened it up to everybody.
No, I want everybody to I just want the feeling to be acknowledged and then we can move on.
All right. Are you done making fun of my jeans or something? Because Will had an actual question.
I'm done. Carry on.
Okay. Yeah, this was after the final prank war episode. Yeah, it was to promote the clip on College Humor.
all right, moving on your IMDb.
Moving on.
The next thing is, let's talk about something more interesting, which is categorized as a video. What is this?
No idea.
Stevie and Melania sarcastically interview various celebrities.
Oh, yeah. Maybe another web video that we did, like an interview.
Oh, it's just a web video. Okay. I'm trying to break, because we already tackled Jake and Amir, which I, by the way, very generously said was a hit. I'm trying to say, like, you breaking into the mainstream media, which hasn't happened yet as we go through your... Oh, here we go. Last Call with Carson Daly.
Mm.
You were on this?
Yeah, this was like after it was even a talk show. They just had like me and Jake introduce some clips and stuff like that. It was very uneventful.
Last Call, Jake and Amir. Here we go. It's nothing coming up, so they don't even have a social media.
We didn't even meet Carson. It was very lo-fi.
all right, here we go. Box Angeles, what is that?
A podcast.
It says where did it even go? Box Angeles. It says self-guest. So is it like another interview?
Yeah, thing? Like I said, I was a guest on a
Box
podcast.
Angeles. Yeah. I'm gonna see if this is where you fucked it.
You're gonna watch a fucking 2-hour long interview with me?
Not the whole thing, but we'll just kind of skip. Oh shit. Okay. It says Amir Blumenfeld, I try funny. What is this?
I don't fucking know. Somebody else's podcast that I did.
Well, this definitely wasn't where you broke through. Right, let's
be honest.
The Box
Angeles questions. Oh. I ask everyone the same set questions.
Okay.
First one, describe what you do in 3 words.
I am depressing set, by the way. Why did you agree to go on apartment?
Because he had a lot of like famous guests.
Yeah, Hayes Davenport. I've seen an old Hayes Davenport interview with this
guy. Hayes Davenport did the show.
The most famous guy around.
Amir is... This is where you broke in, man.
What?
Let's get real. This was a low point. Let's watch.
I'm funny.
Oh, that was so good and quick and succinct.
Sorry, I try funny.
I try funny? Yeah. Oh, amendment.
Because whether you are funny or not, that's subjective.
Oh, well, how do you try funny?
Were you sick here?
Yeah, I think I was sick.
Tweet.
Pre-COVID.
I will make videos. I will write articles. I will make videos. I will have podcasts. I tried funny.
Said videos twice.
Yeah, I'll cyber pimp slap.
Why was that clipped out? Wait. That wasn't anything.
I think he was just trying to make as many. This was like pre-TikTok and Instagram Reels. He was just like making shorter YouTube content to try to get his numbers up.
YouTube ad blitz. Sorry to interrupt. YouTube ad blitz. What is that?
That was some like Super Bowl something that YouTube was doing to, I don't know. I don't even really remember. It was like after the Super Bowl, YouTube would show every Super Bowl commercial or something. So called the YouTube ad blitz.
And
they got,
and
like,
you were
a
in a Super Bowl commercial?
Influencers. No, I was in a commercial for the product that would just show other people's commercials.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
No, just saying, I was like, holy shit, Super Bowl commercial would have been a great fucking moment to be like, oh, maybe you are more successful than I thought. But again, I'm saying you didn't quite make it to your potential. How much
potential?
Can I ask you this?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't let that one go.
Yeah.
We're 33 minutes into this. We have more time, so let's keep going. Harold and Kumar. Let's say that that's where you kind of, that was the closest you got to the sun.
That was before,
I saw that in
most
theaters.
Of this stuff.
That was before most of this stuff.
Yeah.
Your IMDb is all over the place.
You said we were going chronological.
Yeah, it's hard. You've told the story about this before. The director knew Jake and Amir or something, and he wanted you in the video.
Yeah, Todd Strauss-Schulson did a bunch of like College Humor shorts, so he was in our universe. Then he got this movie, and they needed help casting it, so he recommended me.
100%. And then what happened after? Didn't do a good job, didn't like doing it. Was it your choice that you didn't do another movie?
It was fun, and it was half my choice, half Hollywood's decision. So I would like audition for stuff after, and then I would just not get anything. And then I'd be like, I don't want to audition anymore. I don't like auditioning. And I honestly didn't love doing the movie. It was fun to be in a film, but I wasn't like, this is my passion. So I
And what is your passion?
I think I like
meeting
making
people
stuff
and being
faster.
Like, oh, should we get this
yeah,
podcast on
Headgum? Yeah, like I like
doing Headgum.
My own comedy, not necessarily like reading other people's lines over and over in a really slow 3-month process and then waiting a year to see
yeah.
the film. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I remember there was one time in 2017 or something. You were like, hey, I need to like shoot this self-tape. Can you help me out? And I was like, sure. We went up to the studio in the old loft office and you didn't put any effort into it. You hadn't memorized the lines. And I remember being like, do you want some more time with it? And you were like, no, I don't want to get the job. I just have to do this because my agents keep yelling at me that I'm not submitting.
Right, exactly. I eventually just let go of agents and managers and eschewed that part of my representation. I was like, I don't need to do these commercials. I don't need to do these auditions anymore. I don't like doing it, and I don't want to get the roles anyway.
How much of your life would you say you wasted on sending in auditions that you didn't want?
Hours, maybe 3-4 hours.
That's it total?
Well, because each audition was
a
few minutes.
Like, you know, a few minutes, yeah.
Did I say
so
that?
So maybe it
weird
was there.
God,
so maybe it was
dialed it. That's so...
No, I'm just saying maybe that's where you fucked it all up, right?
There's 4 people, but like I feel like I'm being individually...
Well, you know what? I'd be happy if Will
like,
started lambasting
Brad and Will
you.
Are just sitting here.
I think that they're worried that their Christmas bonuses will go away if they yell at you. But I'm not salaried, right? Conover's salaried. Brad is salaried. That's how he was able to do the major gut reno.
It was pre-Headgum, but yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
Where were you working then, Brad? Where were you working? And don't say the Oregon College of Health and Sciences. What is it?
That's not the answer.
That's, yeah, I won't because that's not where I was working.
Will, where are you from? Milwaukee?
Me?
Will.
Yeah. Born in Florida, Orange County, Florida. Moved to Orange County, California. Went to college in Chicago.
That's bizarre.
Orange County, most common county name in the country.
Got it. All right. Yep.
Just for your record.
Well, can we all take a vote? Where do we think Amir's career went down the toilet? Because I think it was when you fired your representation. I think we eventually got there. It's that you haven't even had the at-bats since, what, 2018?
Yeah, just about 5 years.
Overlapping dialogue. We had it last week, and I wonder if it was because of Marika or because you were in a better mood.
I think it's because you spent the last 15 minutes dissecting my career in a negative fashion. I don't feel the need to jump in and join you jovially.
But you've done well for yourself. I feel like that's how we can end this segment on a high note, is that you're pretty rich. Like, at least for what you do, you, like, you know, you make well above 6 figures, which is pretty uncommon good.
You don't know anything. You don't know anything. So that doesn't mean anything, because you don't know anything.
Refinanced in 2021 at the 2.9% interest rate on your home.
I didn't refinance.
Did you not? Because why wouldn't
not
you?
Not 2021.
You got to refinance.
HELAC, home equity line of credit.
Let's get back to it.
I'm just trying to figure out how to make a name / wallet for myself.
You are just trying to figure out how to, but maybe don't spend the actual show just trying to figure out how to. Maybe before the show starts, you should just figure out how to. And then when the show starts, you fucking do the thing that you figured out how to.
Will, let's finish up by hearing about your time in New York, your time working out of the HeadGum office, because you haven't been able to do that for your entire tenure until now.
Yeah, I've visited briefly, but this is the first extended
time that
stay.
I'm not a visitor wearing briefly, which is sort of like a new sponsor where it's trying to like get men to go from the boxer briefs to the just straight up brief cut. Trying to get
like
that,
got milk
package.
Yeah, it's been good.
Do you ever go to the Johnson's? That's my favorite bar.
No, I gotta go. Send me a pin. Drop me a pin.
Frozen painkillers. Frozen painkillers.
Uh-huh.
Are you good?
I'm fine. I've been having a good time this episode.
Are you good at hosting?
You tell me. I think we've been having a good time. I think the episode is going to be... Really?
Don't even know how to share audio.
But what about Gash Cab? People loved that.
That was
like 2 years ago.
Yeah. We'll do the next episode in person. We'll do the next episode in person because we get to do...
I'll be
like
in LA at the end of the month.
For Amir's wedding?
Yeah, no.
I love pointing out that Amir's getting married soon to people at the company who weren't invited.
You do?
Well, it's hard because it was a small wedding, right? We should say that you...
Thousands of people are attending.
Oh.
Tens of thousands, really.
So where was my invite? And definitely where was my plus one?
The problem is the people that were invited got a plus 100. So everyone sort of got to invite a full wedding of people to the wedding.
And so you invited 10 people?
I invited 100 and they invited 100 each. It's a multi-level marketing scam / day of my life.
I would love if your wedding was a publicly ticketed event at SoFi.
Well, we are monetizing it.
Well, we
are
monetizing it. What do you mean?
You don't get to make fun and then ask a question. You chose the answer and it was to make fun. So no question.
Oh, my God.
Well, first of all, you know, just because I've been trying to imbue more gratitude into my life.
Really?
No, I have, and I want to thank Brad for making the time because I know that you're on a trip. You know, you're on a vacation. So, Brad, thanks for offering up these 40 minutes for this. You know, which I know that is always the most fun experience, especially for you. Let's ride out, Will.
Yeah.
Let's do plugs and then let's do one last thing. So let's start with Will plugs.
If you're in New York, let me know.
Weird. Amir, what do you got?
I will.
Thanks, Brad.
Amir?
Let me know if you're in LA.
This is the listener or
to Will.
What?
I will.
Brad plugs.
Go follow my new podcast on Instagram at Hill Kings Pod. We might have an episode out soon.
Great. And
no follow up on the podcast or what it is. And
what is the podcast about? I feel like that's on him.
King of the Hill rewatch podcast.
That's tough for me to swallow.
It's pretty fun. It's a video pod. We've got visual gags. I know how to screen share, which is a plus. And I do know how to share audio.
That sounds great. Mostly the last thing you said. Let's ride out with a historic moment on the show. It's the first HeadGum staffer submitted Rice song from Brad's band.
Not sharing audio.
No, can't hear it.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Wait, no, this is an original.
It's not. It's a parody. You play the whole thing?
No.
Oh, God.
It's the first one that's listenable. I would put this on in the car. We're gonna ride out on this eventually, but what I want, can you walk us through these lyrics? Do you have them pulled up?
Yeah, I have them right here, actually.
Written down, handwritten. Let's see.
Handwritten in my little notebook. Here we go. You'll have jasmine, long grain or not.
Sure.
Some sticky rice that I'll cook in a pot.
Okay.
You know I'll eat. You know I'll eat rice.
Do they know that?
You took the rice right out my mouth. A side of soy, I said without any doubt. You know I'll burn rice too. And then we have the chorus, and I'll eat rice. And over that, burn rice, baby, parboiled a side of soy, charred rice, baby, scoop up a ricey boy, salt sand, baby, ruin rice, Benihana, Bomba, baby, ooh, girl, you know I wanna. And that repeats.
I like it.
What?
It's good. It's real good.
It's as cacophonous as anyone I've ever done, and Amir's immediately like, I love it.
Well, he was able to sort of take your chicken shit and turn it into chicken salad on rice.
Let's go.
There's no way. That doesn't mean anything. Let's go.
Do, do, do. Girl, you know I wanna.
Did you say I got rice clout?
So I keep grains in.
Okay.
As in I keep grains in fashion and style. I have rice clout. Eat in again, I said without any doubt. You know it's Almsby. As in I'm keeping grains in fashion. Almsby. There it is.
I want grains made in the South. Something about grits.
Some burnt up grits that'll ruin my mouth.
So you're eating it immediately off the pan.
Yeah, burnt. And then the chorus again. We can skip it.
Skip this, okay. Jeffrey, I can't chew it.
Yep.
Awful. It sounds so bad there.
The chorus again.
Right? Say that again.
It's the HeadGum Podcast. Jeffrey's out of his mind.
Okay.
How come every time Jeffrey bails when we climb?
Meaning?
You bail every time I try to hang.
Okay, I thought it was a metaphor. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's less funny because it's a good song. And it's produced well.
Good episode, but very uneven. The song was great, but Jeff kept dragging the entire flow of the hour down, and we would resuscitate, and then he would be like an anchor dragging us down and
grounding
deeper
us
below.
Yeah, an anchor, like making sure we're holding it
drowning
down,
holding us, it down, drowning us.
Really?
Yeah, pulling me underwater.
Against all odds, it was a good show.
I credit Will
the
mostly.
Guest credits.
Yeah. I was gonna say, despite Will's best efforts.
No,
that's
no.
sweet, no. guys.
Uneven episode for
bumpy,
sure.
Yeah, bumps in the road. Cause
you're a
Will.
Bump of a guy.
I try to be good.
You're a rough. You it's are really, the rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ends right there.
With you agreeing.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
And why
Live.
Don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.